You believe a man should pay 100%. You don't believe in that 50-50 thing.
Nah, because you got to understand, like, we're natural providers. Women are nurturers. A woman, you can't even see 100% of a woman because she leaving out the house the same time as you. Think about it. You work 9 hours, 8 hours a day. She work 8 hours a day. She done got hit on, you know what I'm saying, at work. She gets stressed out, all that extra stuff. And you come home with the same energy and you say, yo, I need you to cook. I need you to do this and that. And you wondering why you getting lip, arguments, da da da, because you ain't took that stress away. You take that stress away from her, she preparing the castle for you. You can stay in the damn projects and that will feel like a damn castle to you because she getting it prepared for her king to come back to the palace.
Right.
You feel me?
So, do you believe that a woman shouldn't work?
A woman should definitely handle business. You know what I'm saying? Take care of herself. Because that shows, oh, you was handling business before I met you. Now I see you deserve it. You had your own car. You had your own place. Make sure, and if you got kids, you make sure you ain't bringing that baggage along. You ain't bringing none of that with you. Oh, you got your life straight.
Right.
I got you now. You can get a different version of a woman, right? You can have a woman, and I can have that same woman you have. I guarantee you I'm going to get a different woman out of her.
That's true.
You're going to say, what the hell? That's why she doing this with him? Why she cooking?
Women will be completely different with another dude. I didn't hear dudes be like, yeah, man, she only. I'm like, damn, I didn't see that side. But, you know.
Because a dude can be pulling out of damn hell, pissed. Then another woman can make that man feel like 100%. Like, yo, okay, now I can conquer the world. You see what I'm saying? A woman can bring a multimillionaire out of any man. Any man.
Right.
You just got to feed that man. Feed him some damn words of encouragement.
Right.
Baby, you got this. Baby, you are a king. When you come back in this house, I'm going to prove it to you.
Right.
That way a man can go back out there and say, you know what? I want to do more. Women can really finesse men to become great. But they just, you know what I'm saying? They don't choose their skill because they think about, listen, if you really think about yourself, take care of that man. Watch what he does so you can take that rocket on up with him.
Right.
Make him feel like he's worth something. Damn it, we getting killed out here. We getting arrested 24/7. If you tell us things like, baby, you are great. You are amazing. You doing this at that little check that you bringing in, that check is taking care of us. I implore you. I thank you. I love
right.
you.
Right.
That going to make a man say, you know what? Let me go get more of this.
Yes. Round of applause to that,
come
man.
Come on.
I tell y'all women, y'all need to motivate us.
Yeah.
Keep our safe place, you know what I'm saying?
Because,
like, when we step out into the world, man, it's so much that we got to deal with as men.
So much,
especially
bro.
Black men, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything's against us once we step out. You know, now we got to remain positive. And I'm saying, like, ladies, y'all gotta like, talk us up to us.
Yeah.
Man. Feed our ego a little bit. I tell women, you gotta stroke a man's ego.
You got to. Think about it. Think about it, bro. Like,
if your girl should make you feel like you the king of the f-ing world,
bro.
Man.
If we look at, we got past things that we can look at, right? You got kings the night before they went to battle.
Right.
A woman sexing them good, whisper in the ear, come back to me.
Right.
That man gonna go back out there and cut heads
ready
off
to come home.
And come back and say, baby, I got a village. I got another kingdom. Right. What we doing? Let's celebrate tonight. Call out the people from the courtyard. We finna have some dinner.
Right.
And I'm gonna sex you good. Because you gave me that. You gave me that motivation I needed. Those were the great kings that had women beside them that was feeding that ego.
Right. Why on your viral videos do you say sex is for poor people?
I got you, you know, and that's something I wholeheartedly stand by, right? If we look at different, you know, neighborhoods and, you know, different cultures and all that stuff, look in the suburbs, right? Look in the rich neighborhoods, right? So if we look at all of them, look at the poor neighborhoods. So the suburbs are going to have anywhere from 2 to 3 kids, right? Rich neighborhoods is going to have normally 1 to 2 kids, right? But the poor neighborhoods, we're looking at 3 to 7 children. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's because all they're doing is having all day long, right? Because it's free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if it cost you to lay down, it'd be
you
a lot
not
of burdens.
I'm lying, though. I tell people, like, bro, like, we be busy, dog.
We schedule
we don't have time to fuck all day.
It's
like,
scheduled.
Literally,
it's
like.
Schedule.
Like, yeah, like.
Babe, listen.
I don't understand that shit.
Come on.
If you got time to fuck all day long, you're not getting money.
It's impossible. It's impossible. When people say, nah, rich people had the most. Nah, they got to a certain position. They got to a position so they can choose to do whatever they want.
Right.
We in Miami. We in Miami. We in Miami. We in Miami.
Poppy Chulo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
First of all, I got to give you your props, man. You came up in here fresh as hell. My man got the Louis jacket on.
I'm just saying, man.
So you do rose gold everything.
Oh, yeah, man. So got a rose gold Cullinan, you know what I'm saying? Got a rose gold Rafe. Got a rose gold IA. Everything rose gold. You know, next year we're going for 15 cars rose gold. You feel me?
That's
Ferraris,
crazy.
Lambs, all that, all that.
What made you wake up and say, I want this rose gold joint?
Man, listen, I'm always been a, you know, a very strategic guy, you know, when it comes to marketing and everything. And I know rose gold is a color, you know, that everybody is fond of, especially females, right?
Right.
And I already understand, say, you know, if I want both clientele, you know, female and male, females will love the car, you know what I'm saying, which
right.
calls them. And then the males love how the females react to it,
mm-hmm.
which makes them bring it over here as well. You feel me?
What's the craziest reaction you ever got to the rose gold color now?
I got a video on my page. Hey, yo, right. Are you married? You know what I'm saying? You need another wife? You feel me? Like, but we get that all day long, though.
They be going crazy. Not only is this guy financially free and living his best life, but he is also empowering people. You've been quoted saying on your Instagram that you've created the most millionaires on social media.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Come on. You know, it's something that can be proven, you know, because I need some competition. I need somebody to step out there and say I created 100+ millionaires. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I only been doing this for 3 years.
Wow.
You feel me? And thousands of successful students came from my programs. Thousands.
Wow. So
you know,
you got thousands of students.
I got people who quit their job left and right. My students got products in Lifetime movies. My students over here, you know what I'm saying, buying the same thing. You know
wow.
what I'm saying? Rolls Royces, $500,000 houses, literally after the first year of being with me and everything. You feel me? Shout out
that's
to my latest
crazy.
Millionaire. He's going crazy. So it's like, yeah.
Hey, that's wild. Round of applause for that. Now, hold on. So for the people watching, they're like, look, man, I want to be rich. I want to drive a Rolls Royce.
Yo.
I want to be financially free. What do you do?
I got you. So I teach people how to start and grow a successful e-commerce brand, right? And what I tell people is, like, unlike other fields, it's low entry. You feel me? Like, I started with $300 and made $3 million my first year in business.
Wow.
When I say everybody can do this, everybody can do this. And plus, we ain't got no competition. It's only 13% of the business world in e-commerce, unlike real estate, unlike stocks, unlike all the things that people like to do to make money online or whatever the case is.
Right.
Like, we moved all that out of the way, and that's why I've been able to create seven-figure earners in a year or less because
wow.
of how much space we have, you know? It's
right.
a reason why Rihanna got products and become a billionaire. It's a reason why Kim Kardashian a billionaire.
Yep.
It's a reason why she ain't never going to drop another album ever again.
Right. And it's crazy you say that because it's like these artists are making more money off of products than the music.
Yeah.
Like Rihanna made a lot of money off of music, but nothing compared to the makeup line and Fenty. Like she made a billion off of that. Like,
yeah, bro.
I tell people products is where it's at.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Speaking of your Instagram, man. What's this crib I be seeing, man, with the chandelier? Is that your crib?
Yeah, man.
Man, you go. What you got a castle somewhere? Where the hell?
Yeah,
you,
bro.
My man got a castle over there.
Come on, you know, 10 acres, you know, a $5 million beautiful crib. You know what I'm
wow.
saying? And that was one of the things that, you know, I thought I was only going to be able to afford. Like, to be honest, I tell people all the time, when I bought it, I was uncomfortable. I slept in the living room because I didn't think that I actually deserved
oh, shit.
It.
Yeah, it's
right?
like, what am I doing here?
I'm sleeping on the couch from my last place
right.
in my mansion. Because I was uncomfortable. And then I had to come to the realization, like, boy, you deserve this.
Right.
You was broke. You grinded your ass off. You worked everything that you had to do, right, to get to this point. You deserve everything, you know?
Right.
So it was one of those things where, you know, you become comfortable. Because we take this being black thing as, oh, my God, we're victims. We come from slavery. We come from this and that. Versus, nah, I'm a king. I'm going to rewrite my history.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
So how did you, like, first come up? So you came from the hood.
Yeah.
So how did you get your first like big kind of break, like transition into wealth?
I got you. Well, you know, I always tell people it came from that one fateful night, right? So the thing is, I was already looking into making money online, you know what I'm saying? Because I realized that was a wave, you know? At that time, what we talking about 2017, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was curious about it 2016. 2017 is when I really got serious about it, you feel me?
Right. So you've been rich like what?
Since
2018. 5 years.
Yep. I made my first million at 27.
Wow.
And it was one of those things where it's like, I was taking out the trash in the projects. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? My girl, she was like, yo, take your gun downstairs. Because the thing is, I brought up a pawn shop TV upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Felt good. You know, got a $60 pawn shop
yeah,
TV.
Yeah,
you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
$60, bro. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Something cheap, bro. And it's like, She said she noticed, you know, women got a different discernment than us. Right, I'm just ready to go plug it up so I can play the game.
Right.
You feel me? I'm a gamer. So it's I'm trying to take it up the project steps and everything. She watching their intentions and she like, yo, take your gun downstairs. I don't got to take my gun. I took it anyways just to please her. You feel me? And the thing is, we got gravel so you can hear it, right? Mm-hmm. And you can see, you know, in some, you know, those dumpsters, you got that big old mirror. Right. But you can see outwards.
Right.
And I seen figures running towards me. So I already knew what time it was.
Damn.
You know? Yeah, they ran up on me and said, yo, give it up. You know what I'm saying? Take us upstairs. I'm like, I'm not taking you up there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So woman and her kid upstairs. I'm not finna do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whatever we finna do it down here. You feel me? And, you know, obviously I'm sitting over there. You ain't taking shit from me. What? What?
Right, right.
But inside, help, please.
Yeah.
Please. You feel me? Like, oh, shit.
Because it's like in that moment, man, you don't know what can happen.
Yeah. Like, and I ain't want to make my daughter a statistic. Like, now she got to grow up without a father because she lost him to gun violence.
Right.
People over the balcony looking with their phones out. You know,
damn, not even helping, just recording it.
We know our people. So as they see somebody get
killed, generation is crazy, man. People will record you while you're dying and just like,
you feel me? Instead of calling the police, I'm loud so people can call the police.
Right.
So things can happen. And we, that standoff felt like it was up forever, bro. But it only lasted like 2-3 minutes. They ran away. You know what I'm saying? I ran upstairs because we all had our guns drawn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess I put on a good front. Yeah. Ran upstairs. I ain't going to lie, bro. I got in the shower and cried. I'm like, damn. Like, it was either me or them, and I let them.
Was that like your moment in life where you was like, yo, I got to make a change, man.
Hell
yeah. I got to come up from this.
Hell yeah. It had to be. It was really get rich or die trying, because I thought they was always coming back to finish the job.
Right.
I always thought
it's always in the back of your mind. Once that shit happens, it's always like that thought, like,
yeah, I'm clutching everywhere I go now. Now I'm over here. I got a different type of spirit now. Instead of being happy-go-lucky, hey, everybody, I'm mean bugging, like 50 Cent in the beginning to get rich or die trying.
It changes you. Yeah,
because you worrying, like, hold on, who? Let me make sure they ain't done. You know what I'm saying? Because you over here, and I always told myself, listen, if y'all going to do something, do it to me without my kids.
Right.
Don't do that in front of my children, man. You feel me? Like, if you going to do me, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather that situation happen by myself.
So let me ask you this, man. Like, you coming up, you know what I'm saying? You've been rich for 5 years.
Yeah.
You've seen a different side that, you know, most people honestly probably won't ever see.
Sure.
How do you deal with it, though? Do you have haters? Like, how do you deal with haters? Like, people that don't want to see to come up?
Several haters, bro. Several haters. And the thing is, man, you know, I take it all in stride. You feel me? Because I already know with the top spots, everybody got haters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drake got haters. Jay-Z got haters. You know, like, you know, people from culture, you know, from different cultures that's at the top, they got haters.
Right.
So Jesus had haters.
That's right.
You feel me? So it's like,
he had the original haters.
He had the original haters. You feel me? Haters got the guilt. Yeah, so it's like, you know, when we look at stuff like that, I'm like, yo, I'm not better than Jesus. So I have to go through certain things. You feel me? I have to go through certain hatred. And the thing is, it's because people don't really know me. I'm like, yo, if you get to know me, I'm really relatable. I'm really from that. I'm from the same place you're from. Same background, food stamp, all that. You know what I'm saying? You want to make the world a better place, bro? You got to help other people get in position. You know what I'm saying? One thing my son said when he was younger, and it stuck with me, and it just give me goosebumps every time I mention it. He said, yo, Dad, I want everybody to be successful. That way nobody don't try to hurt us for our wealth.
Right.
You know? And that's one of those things that hurt you to your core. You're like, damn. Like,
it hit you like, damn.
You feel me? Like, let me just do what I can, because if I have the power to empower people, right? And I got to charge them, because if when you pay attention.
Right.
Instagram free, nobody ain't making money off there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like anything that's free, people don't care about it. So it's like I attach a price tag.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Different price tags so everybody can afford it.
Anything like, that's valuable has value, man, you know. Yeah. And you got to be willing to invest in yourself. Even with my podcast, you know, a lot of people ask me, oh, how did the podcast blow up? Dude, I invested six figures into this show. You
this
know,
is
like
amazing,
this wasn't just walking in. You know, like this is blood, sweat, and tears.
Come on.
So you're right about that. You have to invest into yourself, guys.
You,
so tell me a little bit, man, because I know you're offering different packages. Do you have a course available? Do you have a class like with the students, or what exactly are the options? Like, how does this work?
Yeah, man. So we got different tiers, right? Different courses for different people, right? So anything 15,000 and above, you get to, you know, personally meet me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Personally meet me, you get products from me. You know what I'm saying? I give you all types of stuff. Things that took me 3 years to develop.
And you show them what to do, or you do it for them, or how does that work?
From the 15,000 to a million, we pretty much set up everything for people, right?
Okay.
Like literally, You feed up, you know, feed up, put your hand behind your head, let a multimillionaire design your website. You feel me? Let me build your, you know.
So you set up everything.
Everything. You just got to market. At that point, just market.
Right.
And I'm going to show you how to market. You feel me?
How can they reach you?
Yeah. PoppyChulo_dreaded on Instagram. You feel me? Blue checked. 1.7 million followers.
Do you respond to everybody?
I try to get to everybody.
Like, so if they serious?
If they serious, for sure. You feel me? Like,
what's the biggest check anyone ever gave you?
It was $1 million.
Damn.
Like, you know
damn,
what I'm saying?
That's a lot.
I had zeros. Two of them this year. I had two of them this year. Like, wow. They came with that check. They were serious. They were like, listen, I ain't playing no games. I got this money from this, right? And the great thing about it, see, these people who we think got money, these ball players and everything, mm-hmm. they trying to nickel and dime it. They over here trying to make deals.
Shots fired.
The people favorites, too. You be like, what? It's the regular people who got it through whatever circumstance they got it through. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They're serious about their life. And I'm like, you know what? You're going to be the reason. We're going to go up because of that. I look at everybody as a different version of me, because I had different parts of me being hungrier, needed it, you know? So I see a lot of things. I see a lot of me in people.
Right.
And that keeps me out here. I don't have to do none of this. I can literally, my highest month was $9.7 million.
So how much money have you made total your whole 5 years?
30 plus million.
So you made over $30 million. Damn, man, million. You got that bag.
We're just getting started, bro. That's light. Trust me. That's light. You feel me? That's only.
That's that bag.
Think about it, bro. That's only, like, if we really, like, putting it in, you know, retrospect, like, 10,000 orders, right? That's $1 million.
Right.
10,000 orders.
It's not even that many. Yeah, when you think about it, yeah. Because you know what they say, like, if you make, what is it, $2,600 a day, that equals $1 million a year, right? Yeah. So, I mean, you can make $2,600 a day if you really hustling, feel me? Like,
that's 26 products sold.
My man in the back, he know about that. You know, what up, gang?
When you tired, those be the millionaires. When you tired of these bullshit games, when you tired of these jobs paying you pennies, when you realize, like, that shit almost the same thing as a slave trade.
Right.
You happy because you getting $15 an hour? They was marketing slaves for $15. I'll take that one, 15.
Right.
Oh, that was a little strong. That one a little strong. Mm-hmm. It's the same damn thing.
It is.
You feel me? And then you can't even go to funerals. You can't even go on vacation. You can't drive the car you want, live in the house you want. You got to settle for everything.
Right.
Like, nah. So this is why I be telling people, you get into this, this is going to structure you in certain ways. You're going to go through this journey, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
That's what's up, man. It's going to be amazing. Listen, man, you can have anything you want, man. If you believe in yourself, you don't surround yourself with haters, and you grind hard, man, you can have it. You know what I mean? And the most important thing is you got to definitely build a team of good people that want to see you win.
A lot of people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I want to thank my man for coming through to the podcast, giving some knowledge.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Poppy Chulo Dreaded in the building.
Bro, I got to give some credit to you, bro. You done built something amazing here. You know what I'm saying? You built something amazing
here.
You've been moving. If I see you, I know you moving. You feel me? And we moving at the same frequency. And it's always good to see another black man out here conquering and accomplishing, you know, because I know how hard it is out here to shine when it's so many other people trying to be in the way, but you did that, bro.
Yeah, man, you know, I know, and you probably been through this. I didn't had a lot of times where I felt like giving up. I felt like, bro, like, I don't want to do this. I didn't have time. I was like, I don't want to do this. But, you know, you got to stay motivated, you know, and when you win, that's what keep you motivated. Like, it feel different when you win. When you start getting your first win, when you get that first little check or that first little bit of money or that first whip, bro, like, it feels good. Bro, like, it feels good, bro.
It's
and
different.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. If you don't fucking give up and grind, bro, like, it will be worth it.
You got to stay committed, bro. Like, I was there with my brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I made my first $60 sale. You remember that, bro, when I hit you and Jerome? Like, and I was so lit. I was like, bro, I just made $60.
Right.
This works.
Yeah.
That was like the first message I'm saying that when I'm selling that, right? Because that's that motivation. Because I already knew from there, it's up.
Right.
And ever since, we've been up, man. Down to me getting the first car, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing a
So what was the, all right, so give me the rundown real quick with the whips. What was the first whip?
I got you. So the first whip was the i8, right?
Okay.
I had an older version.
I love those i8s with the doors
going. Me too, man. I had it when it was I had a little toy car riding around the old neighborhood and everything. You know what I'm saying? One day I'm going to own one of these. I loved it since it was a conception car. So that's one of my favorite. But it was different when I got the Rolls Royce. You know, I got a video on my page of me doing a photo shoot.
It feels different in the Rolls.
Bro, it's a different
Niggas don't understand it feels different. Like,
bro. It's a different tier. It's that different. That's literally the top pinnacle.
Yes.
Everything else is underneath a Rolls, right? Because a Rolls Royce signifies that old money.
Yeah.
Yo, if you at this level.
It kind of fucks people head up. You know what I'm saying?
When, like, when you see a young nigga jumping
what is this nigga doing with a Rolls Royce?
Mess him up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it fucked him up. I had two Bentleys.
Yeah.
I had two Maseratis.
Mm-hmm.
Two Mercedes. Fire. All these different kind of cars, man. But nothing can beat it. I love it. And the most important thing too is, man, is motivation. Cause it's like, just like you came from nothing, I came from nothing.
Yeah.
Like, anyone can be successful and have whatever you want if you, like, believe in yourself. Some people just give up too soon before their time gets here. Everybody got their time.
For sure.
You know, so I encourage everybody to really look into what this young brother is doing and, you know, saying empower yourself. Share it with someone else. Empower your friends. Let's get this money, man. Let's get this money.
Let's get this money, man. Can I say one more thing before we go, bro?
Talk to me.
I always tell people this, and I try to end with this because it's something that you can think about. We all been to the DMV, right?
Right.
Everybody had a car at least once in their life.
Right.
We all been to the DMV. We see how packed the DMV be.
Right.
Let's say you pull that ticket, E39, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see a whole bunch of people in there. And you're like, damn, I've been waiting for 30 minutes already. I'm hungry. I got to go back to work. I can't stay here, right?
Right.
And you wait another 5 minutes.
Right.
And you say, fuck it, I'm out, right? And you walk out. And while you're driving off, now serving E39.
Right when you leave.
That was your moment. You was steps away. You was minutes. You was a click away from your moment. Your moment, you that was yours, you know, and you walked out. So stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And when they call your number, you up here with us.
And that gave me chills because that's real, man. Because I didn't been there. I have missed my moment before.
Because,
you know, you in different points in my life. I remember back in the day, I had my moment. Like, it was right there, and I missed it. And I, you know what I mean? So it's like I made a decision. I'm never going to miss my moment again. Don't miss your fucking moment, man.
Never.
Like, step on that shit.
Come on.
Get the gas and get it.
Come on. Yeah. We kings, we taking over this.
Facts, man.
We don't need to be like nobody else. We don't need to look like nobody else. People say, why you don't dress more like Elon Musk? Because I'm a handsome-ass black man that deserve everything I have. I ain't trying to be over.
Hey, we got
to
be swaggy, you feel
Come
me?
On.
You know what I mean? He got the Louis Vuitton, you know what I mean? He got the, hey, man, we like turned up, man. What
you
up?
Feel me? What we doing?
Hey, man, well, I want to thank Van Keenan, Papa Chulo Dreaded for coming to the show. Make sure you guys follow him. Make sure you check out his course and look into what he got going. And make sure you follow We in Miami podcast and tune in. But before we get out of here, I got to ask you, where we at, fam?
We in Miami.
We in Miami.
Yo, let's go.